阿弥陀佛 ，My name is Sun Hui. I like to say thank you to everyone of you here and all the branches of the RBA for dedicating the merit to me when I was in the Pacific Hospital in San Francisco. I was sick and I went to the hospital from Ukiah Valley Hospital. I flew by helicopter to the Pacific Hospital in San Francisco because my liver stopped working. My liver have failure.
Amitofo, 这里是很会，所以我先要感谢大家，感谢大家及法总的所有的道场分支道场。当我生病的时候呢，大家回向给我，在这个太平洋医院的时候，当时我生病，先到Ukiah的医院去，后来是搭了这个直升机的救护车到三藩市，因为我的这个就是肝衰竭，因为这样子呢，做了这个肝移植的手术。
The second person I'd like to thank is the liver donor who donated the liver to me, and today I'm still alive, able to talk to all of you tonight.
另外一个我想要感谢的人就是捐这个肝脏给我的这个捐赠者，因为这样子我今天还能够活着。
And the third group of people that I'd like to thank is the staff, the nurse, the doctors, and the staff of the Pacific Hospital. They really dedicate their lives in saving people's lives, including mine.
然后第三我想要感恩的就是在这个太平洋医院里面所有的护士跟医生，他们真的很致力于就是救人救命，包括我的命。
I see them, the smiling face every day.The nurse, the doctors, and even the staff, like for somebody come and get my blood every day, three times a day, almost every day. They drew my blood for the blood test and everything. I see the smile every day. They greet you with genuine smile. It's not really something come up from heart. They really, really serve helping other people. Like Sifu says, they really walk the Bodhisattva path. Those people who work in the hospital really...bring forth great vows and walk the Bodhisattva path to benefit other people.
Okay, 所以我每天在那边都看到他们，他们微笑的脸，就是医生、护士还有那里的工作人员，他们一天三次呢，一天都要来来我这边抽三次的血，去验血，所以他们的表现是非常的真诚，就是从心底生出那一种真诚来帮助别人。那上人有讲过，他们这个医院的医生护士都是行菩萨道，他们就是有发愿在医院工作，然后来利益众生。
Why am I in the hospital? End up in the hospital? Well, my liver is not working. I guess that's just not really reason. I think it's because I must have killed someone in my past life, and that someone has come back for my life this time.
那为什么我会生病住院呢？首先可以看到的就是我的肝已经衰竭了，它已经不工作了。那不过，但是我想我过去一定是有杀过人，有杀过众生的命，所以现在呢，他们就回来讨债了。
So our very thought in our mind, the thought of hatred in us, we should try to put a stop to it. For example, in everyday lives, we might have clash with people, and we are not happy. And the first thought that come out of mind is, we blame the other person. We do not know how to reflect and see our own faults and change. We will be in our mind talking about blaming the person's faults and not forgiving the other party.
Okay, 所以 在我们的思想里面，我们都也会有嗔恨心。这个嗔恨心呢，是我们要断的，这要停止的这个嗔恨心，在我们每一天的生活里面，我们跟人跟人之间相处都会有冲突。有冲突的时候，我们就会不高兴；不高兴的时候，就会责怪其他的人。但是我们不知道怎么样回光返照，看自己的错以及改进我们自己的毛病因为我们的心呢，一起的嗔恨心呢，我们不高兴，我们怪别人，我们就没有办法原谅别人。
From my last few years at the CGDB, I realized that all these thoughts is not to stop. Actually, we should transform. We should turn into compassion. We should not keep going round and round with our thoughts of hatred, because in future, when it erupts, we will have thoughts of killing and actions, and the cycle of rebirth will continue and it never ends.
那从我过去这么多年住在万佛城这么多年呢，觉得我们的这个自己的嗔恨心呢，应该要把它转换成一种慈悲心不要一直把这个嗔恨心留在我们的心里面否则在以后呢，它就会变成一种杀气，然后我们就会有这种杀的这种行为，也因为这样子，我们就会一直在生死的苦海里面一直轮转没有办法休息。
I remembered when I left the home life the first few years, I used to have dreams of a group of people come for my life. They come and kill me. They stab me to death. But luckily, I always can get up from the death, from my dying and walk up again. Most probably it's telling me like today I'm supposed to die this life, but I'm rescued and I'm back to life again, able to talk to you tonight.
那我记得我刚出家的时候呢，我都会常常做这样子的一个梦就是有一群人他们会一直追杀我，然后呢把我就是用刀子把我杀死，然后但是我那个时候都是很幸运的，能够从那个被杀的地方呢就又再站起来就又再走路。所以我在想，大概那个就是我今生会死的一个夜，但是这一次呢，我很幸运的，我被救活了，所以可以今天晚上在这边跟大众一起，在大众跟大众讲话。
You want to know whether we have thoughts of hatred? We look at ourselves. Do we always not happy with others or not happy with ourselves? If we are, we should change. If not, what's the point of staying in the monastery and cultivate with nothing?
Okay, 所以如果我们要知道我们是不是有嗔恨心呢，我们就可以自己检视自己，是不是常常呢不高兴别人，心里面不欢喜别人，是不是常常对自己也不高兴如果是这样子的话，我们就要改，要不然的话呢在道场里面修行呢就没有意义了。
There's another thing that I'd like to share is when I was in the hospital, did I recite the Buddha's nameNo, I did not recite the Buddha's name.
另外一个我要分享的就是，当我生病住院的时候，我有没有念佛？答案就是我没有念佛。
Why? Because in the first place, I was in the hospital for the first day, and the second day, I met my doctor, and she told me, well, you have to go for a liver transplant, or you will die in a week's time. And after the transplant, you must take medication for the rest of your life.This is something very shocking to me. I do not believe that I'm going to die. So it's very hard for me to quickly uphold the Buddha's name and recite so that my life can be saved.
为什么我没有办法念佛呢？就是因为在我到医院的时候，第一天、第二天去的时候，医生就告诉我，我的肝坏掉了，我需要换肝。如果不换肝的话，我几个礼拜就会死掉。那当时我听到的时候呢，然后医生就说，那在做完肝移植手术以后，你必须要终身都要吃药那我没有办法接受，因为这个对我来说是一个晴天霹雳，因为我也不相信我会死，所以很困难，我很困难的发这个心来念佛来救自己。
Instead, I was more happy to talk about the city of 10,000 Buddhas. Each time, if I mention I'm from the city of 10,000 Buddhas, those doctors or nurses or staff, they were happy to hear the name of the city of 10,000 Buddhas.
那不过呢，但是我在医院的时候都很喜欢讲到万佛圣城。当我讲到万佛圣城的时候呢，里面的这个医生护士，就是光听万佛圣城的名字就很欢喜。
I think they have some groups, those people in hospital. Even I have a picture, she played the Namo Amitabha and let me listen. When they come into my room, they say, oh, what a nice music. It's so cool. It's so soothing sound, such a good sound.
那我想他们是有善根的，因为我是比丘尼，所以在医院的时候呢，他们就让我开着念佛机，听这个佛号。那他们来的时候呢，就会说，哦，这个音乐很好听，哦，这个音乐这个很可以让人安宁。But
even though I listen to the Buddha's name, after some time, because of my karmic obstacles, the Buddha's name has changed into something else, which I don't even hear Namo Amitabha clearly anymore.
那所以，纵然我是这样子听着这个念佛机，但是因为我自己的业障，这个念佛机的这个念南无阿弥陀佛的声音呢，我再也就听不清楚，然后连南无阿弥陀佛都听不到。Then
I changed to Tapejo. I changed to the Great Convention Mantra. I heard it very clearly. Even I was so happy that I said, okay, I want to drink some the Great Compassion Mantra water. And I asked for some water from Gold Mountain Monastery and even from a nun here who used to recite mantra, and I drank those water a lot. But in the end, the mantra's sound also changed.
Okay, 所以后来我就把佛号改成听 大悲咒，那我很高兴可以就听到大悲咒很清楚，也开始想要喝大悲水。那就是这个是从金山寺，还有在圣城有一位比丘尼，他念的这个大悲水，喝了很多，但是最后呢，连大悲咒的这个从机器出来这个大悲咒也变了。So
after like 2 weeks, then I go for my liver transplant. After the liver transplant, the next day, I woke up. There was still pain in my on my tummy, but I still quite conscious what's going on. But I continued sleeping after that.
所以在2个礼拜以后呢，我就有做了肝移植的这个手术。手术完隔天呢，我就醒来，那但是肚子呢，这个开刀的地方还是都会痛。但是我就是有清醒的。 然后在清醒一天以后呢，就一直睡觉。
In my sleep, I think there was, I had my surgery on Saturday, then Sunday, Monday night, I was sleeping from Monday the whole day until night, but I was still like half asleep, half awake. I talked to myself. I forgotten that I did woke up the next day. I asked myself why, after surgery, I am still unconscious. I still cannot regain my conscious. And I talk to myself. I try to even recite the tapejo, but because of the anesthetic is too strong, I cannot even how to recite the tapejo, how to start reciting the Great Convention Mantra at all.
那后来就是在我是星期六开刀，然后礼拜一整天就是睡觉，但是我在整天在睡，就是从早睡到晚，然后但是就是半睡半醒，我已经忘记我在礼拜天有醒过来一次，所以我在这个昏睡的时候呢，我就问跟我自己说，为什么我醒不过来，所以我就想要念大悲咒，但是因为这个麻醉药的关系呢，它很强，所以我也没有办法念大悲咒，不知道要怎么样开始念大悲咒。Even
I even can't figure out what's my name.
我连自己的名字都不知道。But
luckily I able to remember Om Mani Padme Hum and I recite for some time, but after a while I also get confused.
那幸运的是，我还记得六字大明咒 Om Mani Padme Hum， 然后我就念了一阵子，但是到最后
become confused.
然后后来后来我就又迷惑又昏了，就没有办法再继续念。
What I'm going to say is that, well, we normally said, oh, I've been reciting the Buddha's name for a long time, for many years, or one day, I don't know, recite how many thousand of times a Buddha's name. Do we really recite with our energy and concentration all the time, or are we not? This is the point I'm going to share with you tonight. Because if we do it without concentration, without all effort, then we don't have skill to end our life. We were not able to reborn a Pure Land in this life.
Okay, 所以我这边想要强调的一点就是，我们很多人念佛，我们也常常在念佛。有人说我一天念多少多少佛号，但是我们在念佛的时候，是不是真的全心全意的投入，然后很专心的去念呢？这个是这一点我特别想要分享的，就是如果我们在念佛的时候没有全心投入，没有真的很专心去念的话，我们是没有功夫可以了我们的生死的，也没有办法呢往生极乐去。
Because from my experience after I failed the test, I know what is it like. Maybe there are people, they think they did a good job, but actually until the test come, then you will know where you are.
Okay, so, 所以从我的经验来说，就是在我没有通过这一项考验的这个经验来讲，我知道这个念佛是怎么一回事，一直等到警戒来的时候呢，我们才知道我们的功夫到底在哪里。
I remember Sifu says, we must recite the Buddha's name, Namo Amitabha, with concentration and with our energy. We have to recite until the Namo Amitabha is single-mindedly, until we have to recite all the time, until even we stop reciting,The Buddha's name continue automatically. Then there will be some hope. If we want, there will be some skill in our cultivation. If not, if you just recite and don't get that kind of response, we have to really change and put real effort in our reciting the Buddha's name.
我记得上人曾经说过，我们念佛的时候呢，要很专心，要把我们的精神要都放进去，所以念佛的时候要念到一心，要很专心的念，说什么时候呢？随时随地都要念，到最后就会不念而念，然后就会自己这个佛号就会自己一直流出来，这样子我们才有一点功夫，才有一点希望可以了生死。如果我们只是念佛，但是还没有念到有这样的功夫呢，就会有就还没有办法了生死。
Since I sometimes, actually, I do not talk about it, but I still think I have to share. Actually, when I heard that I'm going to die, even though I do not accept, but in my mind, when I heard that I'm going to die in a week's time, actually, I have a thought of regret. What's the thought of my regret? I regret that even I left home for so many years. I never really keep my mouth karma pure at all.
那所以当我听到呢当我听到我在几个礼拜就要死的时候，我的心里呢没有办法接受，但是呢我心里又有一个想法，就是我有一些悔恨的后悔的一些地方，就是我出家这么多年呢，我自己的口业不是很清净。
I remember Sifu says in the Absolute Sutra, it talks about when people are going to die, when they are going to die, that means they know they are going to dieThey will have thoughts of regret for the thing they did in this life. But it's too late because we are going to die. For me, it's like, even though I didn't know that I'm going to die, it's really the doctor informed me that I'm going to die. So even though the impact's not so strong, but still I have this thought of regret for not able to keep my mouth karma pure.
Okay,我记得在《地藏经》里面有讲到，就说人要往生的时候，自己要往生，知道自己要往生的时候，心中都会后悔曾经做过一些错事，但是都已经太晚了，因为他们就要死了，就要往生了。虽然医生告诉我， 如果我不换肝的话，我就会就会死。虽然这种这种要死亡的感觉，并不是像真的要死的那种人的那种这么强烈的冲击，但是我心里面呢，还是有很多后悔的地方，就是我自己的口业不好。
But I still want to say is that because of the Buddha's Bodhisattvas and Shifu that I am safe today. I hope from now onwards I will start a new life, a new beginning, and I become a better person. Namo Amitabha.
那因为佛菩萨的加持，上人的加持啊，我今天就是得到就没有。我今天被救了，所以我希望从今开始呢，我会有一个新的生活，一个新的开始。阿弥陀佛。